everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. One of my favorite things about Mormon Channel are the daily quotes that are shared with us. If you haven't seen them yet, every day there is a different inspirational quote. I'm going to be sharing today's quote and some thoughts, so stick around.
Hello, Mr. Pop. You're
listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is alright.
Today's quote is by Elaine S. Dalton, who served as a previous president of the Young Women's Organization. The quote says, "Don't let the low standards and expectations of the world and others cause you to aim beneath your nobility and ability. Dream big." If there's one thing that we know, it's that the world is constantly changing. The morals and standards of the world have drastically changed within the past few decades. But let's not act surprised. We've known that this would happen. We've been told by prophets. We've been told by the scriptures. We knew that this would happen. One thing that is constant and never changing is the love that God has for us and the commandments that He's given us. So don't let that stop you. Go after your dreams. Go after what you want. Work and put in the effort. Yes, the world has changed, but along with those changes have come opportunities, greater opportunities than we could have had before. The first thing that we can do is to dream big. Go after what others might tell you is impossible. Barriers have been broken because of people who didn't let others define their dreams for them. Make goals and work hard to accomplish them. Don't let your economic status, your race, your gender, or your disabilities stop you from reaching your full potential. Take every opportunity you can and seek out God's help when making decisions, whether regarding your career or your schooling. Second, step outside of your comfort zone. We have to be willing to change, to transition, to adapt. People who are unwilling or unable to adapt are those who often get left behind. Work with your environment, work with what you've got, and try your best to make it work. Try out new things. I think it's normal for people to want to stay in their comfort zone. But to be honest, I don't think God likes us to stay in our comfort zones. I think He wants us to push ourselves and to explore. Because as we do that, we grow, we progress. We gain new perspective on life and on the world. We learn to be more accepting of others. Sometimes you'll surprise yourself by the things you can accomplish when you step outside of your comfort zone. Lastly, be confident in your abilities, in your gifts, your talents, and your work ethic. Be confident that you can do it. There might be times, or there will be times, when people will tell you otherwise, when others will try to belittle your confidence or tell you that you can't do something. Ignore them. Having confidence requires faith. Faith in yourself and faith in your Heavenly Father. As you work hard and strive to do better, you will find this confidence in yourself. Lastly, I wanted to share with you a quote by President Theodore Roosevelt. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never knew victory nor defeat." I hope you guys enjoyed the daily quote of today. You can visit mormonchannel.org and view our blog post, where you can actually download the image that goes along with this quote. They really are such a little added strength to me, and I love to take a look at them every day and see, oh, what's the quote of the day today? And it's so inspirational to me. and I know that they will be for you too. Thank you guys for listening today. We will see you right back here tomorrow.